Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Astrological Intentions. I am your host, Alex Reavy, along with the coughing coldie herself, Sandy Reavy.
Funny, not funny.
It is episode 282, December 18th. Let's get right into it. We have a big week ahead starting today, Monday the 18th, Mercury retrograde, trine Jupiter retrograde.
One thought.
December 21st, Thursday, Venus opposing Uranus retrograde.
More assistance.
And Mercury retrograde sextile Saturn.
Checking in with the boss.
And Sun in Capricorn.
Winter solstice.
Then December 22nd, Friday, Mercury retrograde Kazemi the Sun.
On the world point, it's Kazemi time.
And December 23rd, Saturday, Mercury retrograde ingress Sagittarius.
Back, but not forth.
And December 24th, Sunday, Christmas Eve, Sun sextile Saturn.
Prove thyself.
Then skipping over talisman times because there are no finished nor upcoming. However, we do have the talisman of the month still available. On the horizon, we have our year ahead astrology forecast with Sandy and Susan, December 30th. And in our house, Sandy and I are going to be talking about the holiday spirit and some helpful ideas for when that light burns low. Stay tuned for this episode of Astrological Intentions.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The
story of hello, coughing coldie.
I did. I got a bad one.
A bad not sure. Cold.
It's probably I'm blaming the train.
Well, yep, there's a lot of people going in and out and you can never tell there, but it's your voice is sounding better. You're not coughing as much. So you are on the mend.
Yeah, I'm on the mend.
That's great.
Yeah.
So let's go direct to all you listeners. We have a message from Jana G. She says, hi, it's Jana here. I'm a huge fan of your show, Astrological Intentions. Your content is a daily source of motivation and inspiration for me. Thanks. Keep up the phenomenal work. And it's a true gem.
Oh, I like that. Gem from Jana.
Yes.
I hope she uses that a lot. Yes. She's a gem. Thank you. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you. That's so sweet.
And in the transits, we have it's a nice size week. So starting
with it's kind of stable, but we got one day to be free to kind of shake things up.
Mm-hmm. So starting off with December 18th, today, Monday, Mercury retrograde, trine Jupiter retrograde.
Yeah, this is the second of three passes. We have to remember that Mercury moves faster than Jupiter, of course. Mercury's retrograde. So that means that this is the second of three passes, which means second of three, we get one more after this one. So on Monday the 18th, you know, the first time we had this come in, the first of the three passes was December 7. So that first week in December, you know, what were all those thoughts, those ideas, those maybe gift ideas, mm-hmm. those things that you have to do.
Correct.
Are they, it's now like, what's that one thought?
Mm-hmm.
What have you chiseled off? Because you can't do them all. We're tick-tocking, whether it's the end of the year projects, whether it's Christmas time programs or projects or situations. Mm-hmm. It's just now pick one that has legs. Or wings, right?
Right.
Because any time that the two planets come together, and this is a trine, these two planets, Mercury likes the small little details, the little, let's review everything. If we go A, what happens? You know, it's kind of like truth or consequences. Like, do you want to pick door one?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you want door two? Or do you want door three? Or you do want door four? And it's kind of like trying to figure out, there's just too many things, right? This is the Jupiter giving the expansive nature of that. So mm-hmm. coming into a little bit of a narrowed hourglass type thing, what gets pushed through? So, right. You know, what one thing is a must or is a strong desire.
Mm-hmm.
And we're seeing that in our lives right now.
Right.
With all the things that have occurred since December 7th.
Yep.
Is getting really
fine-tuned.
We're having to have a detail orientation.
Right. And December 21st, Thursday, Venus opposing Uranus retrograde.
This is more assistance, I called it. Venus here, she's in detriment. She's not happy in Scorpio. Venus likes to be social and interconnective and pleasant and charming. And in Scorpio, Scorpio requires her to get into the deep part of the thickness of truth.
Mm.
And so here she's getting assistance with the opposition of Uranus. It's time to agree to be more connected to others' uniqueness, putting yourself out there more that may be more unlike you, right?
Right.
So again, this is with reception. So when I say reception, Venus is in Scorpio, really kind of doing her time. You know, it's not like she's in jail or in Hades, mm-hmm. although you could say the book I'm reading now is a lot like Persephone going into Hades and trying to worm her way through a place where she's not comfortable, mm-hmm. right? But doing beautifully. So it's with, and then the opposition to the Uranus will bring her out of it. So if she can ask for, hey, what is so different about here that I don't like? What do I like about this being so different?
Right. And so
it's a big day. This Thursday, the 21st, has just got three aspects going on.
It is big. And so the more assistance is that, you know, what we value, our beauty, our finances might need additional assistance.
You know, is it having an opposition means, you know, are you asked for some sort of extra money here or mm-hmm. your credit card bills come due? Is it a shock? Were you expecting that?
Maybe not for the holidays, but so the next transit of that same day, December 21st, Thursday, Mercury retrograde sextile Saturn.
This is nice too, because this is has reception, because the Saturn that Mercury is making an aspect toward, it's an applying aspect, because Mercury's in Capricorn ruled by Saturn. So it's kind of like Mercury's waving to Saturn, like, hey, I'm at your house. How are you doing? Look, everything's fine. You know, sending smoke signals, and Saturn's going, very well, very nice. Everything is in order. But, you know, it's Mercury's checking in with the boss.
Mm.
And I think of, okay, kind of like Bruce Springsteen, right? I prefer that to Alex checking in with her boss.
What do you mean?
Well, am I your boss or are you my boss? It's like, who's the boss here?
Or we're both our bosses, our own bosses.
Yeah. So again, review your notes from December 2nd. That was kind of like the benchmark where you have to kind of complete by today what was going on around that December 2nd time. So checking in, am I on point? You know, you're getting ready to go away for the holidays here, you know, Thursday the 21st. Looking back, as you know, everything's in order. I couldn't get to this. I did this, got to this. This is on hold. Just checking in with the boss.
Right.
And I hope it is Bruce Springsteen.
Or checking in with yourself and going mm-hmm. over maybe the wins of the year and some of the losses that might have been so scary at first, but maybe led you in a greater direction. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes when we hit the toughest of turns, it turns our world in a whole new direction that we never thought was possible.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and this is a sextile. So it's saying take the opportunity
right.
to, you know, check in.
Right.
It's good to check in.
Absolutely. And same day, that Thursday, the 21st, Sun in Capricorn.
Yeah. So this is at 9:27 p.m. in Central Time. This is the winter solstice. So what does it mean? The sun has standing still,
right.
stood still. And shortly, in the next couple days, the light is now returning by the minute. It has reached far away distance that it can go and is like, okay, I touched, you know, it's kind of like a run. It ran, touched the edge, and now it's about to return for another cycle.
Right. And so we're going to hit the darkest of days,
mm-hmm.
and then really regain our light. And mm-hmm. what a joyous time.
Mm-hmm.
So next transit is December 22nd, Friday, Mercury retrograde, Kazemi the Sun.
Okay. So now remember, Mercury is at zero of Capricorn because he's going backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And the sun is now moving into Capricorn, right? The night before.
So they're meeting up.
So they're meeting up and it's Kazemi time again. This is at a world point. There's four world points and they all equal the zero of cardinal signs. So zero of Aries, zero of Cancer, zero of Libra, and zero of Capricorn.
Right.
So these are the four areas that point to one section called the zero world point. And it just means that there's a connection from the cosmic outer world to the inner world of reality check here on Earth. So really interesting that we're going to get a Kazemi time exactly at this. So it's about clear mind of Capricorn type things. You know, this is when a lot of people are starting their holidays. This is when kind of rubber meets the road. Mm-hmm. This is what you have planned for. Does it go according to plan? At this moment, which is at 12:54 p.m. on Friday, things may seem really clear. But again, Mercury is retrograde, so we'd have to watch for travel snafus.
Right.
Because, you know, after this, say, Friday evening, when probably people are starting to move, we could run into, you know, a traffic jam.
Yeah.
But this kind of noon time on Friday is about clarity.
Mm.
About, and again, we get a Kazemi often. I'm not doing intention bracelet here because actually I have clients exactly at that time, so I can't be making that. Yeah, and I prefer the Kazemi time when Mercury is direct and conjunct the sun.
Right.
Versus retrograde and called inferior conjunction.
But this is still a really wonderful time for that focus, mm-hmm. for that clarity,
mm-hmm.
that we can burn off the things that are useless. You know, if it's too much overthinking, you know, kind of a stuck atmosphere, mm-hmm. burning those off and just reconnecting with mm-hmm. what it is that we want to either communicate or how we want to show up in the world.
You know, we'll talk a little bit too about what we're going to talk about in our house, and it's really going back to the basics.
Yes.
A basic thought of what holidays mean to everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Go back to the original source.
Yeah. And December 23rd, Saturday, Mercury retrograde at it again, ingress Sagittarius.
So this is called back, but not forth. Again, long distance travel snafus, because now Mercury retrograde is in Sagittarius,
mm-hmm.
which is about long distance travel.
Right.
And, you know, when we know that our astrologers from 2,500 years ago, you know, Sagittarius was just, you know, really far away places. So is it international? Is it over the pond? But, you know, it could be any air travel, really.
Right.
So remember, everyone now has the freedom of speech, just in time to gather family. Be wary of overstimulating the container.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got overstimulating the container in quotes, because everybody has their, you know, Sagittarius. I'm going to say I deserve to say what I want to say. And I'm not really thinking of it too much because it's, you know, you might be repeating something that you've already decided is over. Like right. we reiterate. That's another right. RE, Mercury retrograde word. You know, sometimes we do need reiteration, right. and sometimes it is old and doesn't need to be re-knitted.
Correct.
Right? So yes, be careful for. And I know Saturdays are travel plans, although mm-hmm. we're driving, so yes. we have to give it a width of breath.
Correct. And then December 24th, Sunday, Christmas Eve. Merry Christmas, everyone. Sun sextile Saturn.
Yeah, this is prove thyself. This is Sunday. This is with reception. Agree to new responsibility. It's possibility.
It is.
Yeah, so Sun in Capricorn, ruled by Saturn, making a sextile to Saturn. Right mm-hmm. here again, Sun's going, hey, Saturn, thanks for providing everything for me as I arrive at your house. And as we go to Christmas Eve festivities, really bring your graciousness, your ability to say thank you for someone who has prepared the cookies, prepared the eggnog or the ache knock that my dad likes to call it. You know, people make lists. People make lists and recipes, and they program things. They put processes together to have a ceremony, a ritual, a Christmas celebration, mm-hmm. whether it's people are spending the night, whether it's just for a dinner, whether it's for a cocktail party. People make plans. Be gracious of that.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Help in some way. Of just looking in their eye and saying, I'm so grateful you're able to do this for me. I feel so welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, it's going to be a pretty awesome week ahead, and so excited for the holiday season. I hope everyone enjoys, and let's move into talisman times.
Yeah, let's do.
We're skipping forward because the finished and upcoming talismans, there are none. It is the holidays right now and just organizing all of that. We are focused in other directions. The talisman of the month for December is to work together for success together. Kind of something similar to what we're doing for the holiday season. So together we design and construct a community plan for the people. This is the moon in Virgo and square Mercury in Sagittarius in the 10th house. So it's about how can we come together, that moon, that tribal space where we can get organized and use our Mercury in Sagittarius, that high overarching mentality and thought process. So that is still available. It is on sale, on special, and you get a shipping credit on top of it all. So a really awesome opportunity. Let's move on to the horizon, where December 30th, everybody, announcement. This is the year ahead astrology forecast. This is where Sandy and Susan come together and go through the entire year, their highlights and lowlights of the entire 2024 year. It is free and open to all. The link is in the description. We're going to be having hundreds of dollars of raffle prizes.
Woo-hoo!
It's a really fun kind of start to the year. So we would love to have you RSVP with the link, and you can get one free raffle ticket, and it also gets you in the door for the live recording.
Excellent. Yeah, no, it'll be good.
So just reminders here, the 2024 Mexico retreat, if you do have a absolute need to go, you need to get in touch with Sandy or click the link in the description, because that is closing now. April 2024 is the Bali retreat. September 2024 is the Greece retreat. And all of those are ready and waiting for you. Just if you want to, schedule your free 15-minute call with Sandy, ask questions, figure out if any of the retreats are a right fit for you. That link is, of course, in the show notes. Moving into our house, holiday music is playing. Christmas decorations are up. Christmas tree is lit and decorated. However, we wanted to talk about the holiday spirit because sometimes it's hit or miss. So
it's hidden.
Yeah, right? So sometimes it's depending on circumstances or just depending on what's going on. The holiday spirit can be elusive. So right now...
Well, kind of right now, I got sick, right? Mm-hmm. So and you know, when you get sick and you're feeling it coming on and your energy is like...
on the ground.
And so is your spirit, right? If our sun, our sunshine, our personality, our ego doesn't have a boost, like that light, that source, we're just really a bag of bones, mm-hmm. right? If we can't smile, if we can't shine from our eyes, if we can't, you know, kind of...
have that internal
have
flame.
The drumming going on, like there's something going on inside of my body, mm-hmm. right? And so I'm getting sick just as my mother falls feeding the birds. Mm-hmm. Now, let's just kind of put this in context. This sounds crazy, but my dad and my mom, since I was a little girl, that is one of their favorite things to do. I don't know that they know. They're not like actuaries where they know bird.
Right.
My dad does know bird calls. But... they have bird feeders. My dad built them. And my dad always had he had two mottos, Vio con Dios and feed the birds. Mm-hmm. And so it was always on our chalkboard every single day of our lives. And so mom loves watching the birds come up, especially after it snows and the birds and the red birds and the right. bluebirds. And she loves her hummingbirds. And so she bought two new big bags of bird feed. Mm-hmm. So she decides to carry them both out to the bird feeder.
Right.
And while she's holding these bags, and we haven't asked how heavy these bags were, but I'm guessing they're 10-pound bags apiece. Right. She sees two sticks laying on the ground. She picks up the sticks. She turns to put them on the bench and she falls. Mm. And mm-hmm. bird feed. So she's fed the birds now for weeks.
Man.
It's a buffet because all the bags break. And she is out there on laying on the brick patio by herself. Mm. She calls. Nobody hears her. Of course, you know, it's winter. She crawls herself into the house and crawls up the little stairs and gets a hold of my brother and he calls the ambulance. Anyway, she broke her femur. Mm-hmm. So as she's having surgery, I'm getting sick and just things start tanking with my mom. I mean, she's 91.10.
Okay.
Because her birthday's in February. So, you know, all of a sudden she can't breathe right. She's got an infection, blah, 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 all this stuff. She's on oxygen. They keep turning up the oxygen and they're all coming in here. Well, like, you know, she's 91. We're like, you don't know. Do not say that about my mother. So I can't run in. The rest of my siblings all fly in, drive in, and I can't be there because I've got this horrible whatever this flu virus bacteria thing is I have mm-hmm. that I'm getting rid of now after a week. I can't go. And I'm just like super sad. Mm-hmm. So, well, and it's Christmas. So now the plans for Christmas have kind of catapulted into, we don't know where it is landed.
Right. And right? It has yet to land.
It has yet to land since we don't know exactly what's going on for our celebration. Because we do. We have plans every single night for like six nights in a row. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of got wonky while I'm feeling like crapola laying on my couch. And I know one day I cried the whole day. I just cried and kept crying. Like, where are these tears coming from? I'm not even drinking that much water, right? And I was not on my Instagram post. I was doing my readings, but I had one day where I had to give up my readings. I had to rebook them all, which is rare. Mm-hmm. I have a pretty strong constitution. And so I really understood what it was like for people to say, you know, bah, humbug, Christmas holidays. And I've never been like that, but I experienced it for about 5 days this week. And I was like, is this how people feel sometimes about some people being so positive and hopeful about the holidays and others are like, dude, it ain't for me, you know, because it's just it's a time when, you know, we are at the winter solstice. We are in this holiday time when we get to when I say this world point, you know, any of these equinoxes or solstices, when I said the world point's the easy veil, it's a thinning of the veil between the earthly folks and the non-earthly and the cosmic. It's an easy passage, right?
Right.
So, you know, you can kind of feel this. I'm not tethered to the ground. I don't feel stable. And I guess that's how I felt this week. And the day that I just could not get out of bed or could not get down into my sanctuary to get onto my Instagram, I looked at it and I read it the next day is, oh yeah, we had the sun square Neptune, sun square Neptune, which happens twice a year. And it's like increased empathy. I'm like, oh, did I feel that increased empathy where just everything was sad?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I just want to bring, like, again, like you said, I just want to bring that to some people that don't have that cheer, don't have that mistletoe spark. Mm-hmm. I was in Santa Fe last week and they're doing a play at Lenzic Theater that said, the title of it is Something is Wrong with My Mistletoe. Right. So it kind of reminds me of that. Yeah. Why doesn't this work for some people?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I woke up the next day thinking I've got to get out of this mood. I cleaned my kitchen. I asked Alexa to play some Christmas songs and I asked for instrumental. And for some reason, without listening to the words, it was lifted.
Right.
So I just suggest anyone listening to
sometimes, holiday music. Sometimes to reach those highly joyous songs, it can show you drastically the difference of where you're at and where that song is at. But I think, you know, what you're getting at with the instrumentals is that it's closer melody, mm-hmm. you know, a little bit slower, a little bit more calm and lower energy, where that's easier to connect with.
It is. The frequency is not like in your face. It's just kind of like melodic and a good, like, I'm mm-hmm. with you. Mm-hmm. I'm a reminder, but I'm not in your face. I'm not trying to, you know, stop that attitude right now.
Right, right, right.
That often we're told, you know, take that smirk off your face, right? It's not any of that. It's like, we're going to give you a massage. We care. We care.
Right. And so ooh. I think like-
And that helped. That helped me.
Right. Turning on some music that you can connect with. That is on the cheerier side. Mm-hmm. I think that also is important too, because it needs to be an upward trajectory rather than a downward one.
And by doing that, you know, and I check in with my mom, of course, my sister and family is there and they're saying, you know, mom had a better night and, you know, she's doing better today. So, mm-hmm. you know, finding those little tiny things. And again, going back to the basics.
Right.
Like, you know, it's not about gifts. If I didn't have time to finish up my gifts, purchasing and my list, checkoffs, they're not important.
Mm-hmm.
That is not important.
Right.
So sorry, Alex. Here's your non-Christmas gift.
No,
it's my open hand. But it's alive, right? Right. It's pumping. It's like, let's have dinner. Let's enjoy the moment. And I don't know if I have any tears left, but I could probably, you know, revel some up in gratitude.
Right. 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 And I think that these types of moments they can be very situational. They can be also very like seasonal type of depression type of space where anyone is able to be put into that place, right? But using those different tactics, reminding ourselves what is the meaning of this time of year. Mm-hmm. It's to be grateful, to have those memories that we've been building throughout our lives and cherishing them, because things can always change. And in situations like this with, you know, your mom and my grandma, it can be hard to embrace the change of either someone transitioning or just dynamics changing, mm-hmm. lifestyle changes. Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, as much as we can really embrace that. And really also in understanding that societal norms or pressures that we put on ourselves to wrap presents in a specific way or find that ultimate present or have the holiday scenery be exactly the what our expectations are or what it was last year or trying to make it even better than last year. It's just sometimes those are not reasonable. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, you're sick. Sometimes someone you love is sick. Sometimes mm-hmm. things change, and that is just a part of life. And knowing that the memories are still alive and well, you know, from all of those years before is also somewhere where we can lean into and have those moments of gratitude.
Go back to basics.
And if you still have your family around and your friends and family, make sure to physically embrace them, you know, and remember that it's not about the presents that they give you. It's not about the presents or gifts that you bring. It's your presence and their presence together in those moments of creating memories for those future Christmases ahead or holidays ahead. So, yeah, everybody, remember that this Mercury retrograde is going to be a really wonderful time for that self-reflection. So remember all of the good that you have done throughout the year. Remember all of the good that has happened to you this past year, and start setting your visions high and intentionally, because that's what you're going to be stepping into for 2024.
Yeah.
So remember, we would love to have you for the year ahead, and until next week, we will talk to you all then. Bye-bye, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Holidays. Merry Christmas.
I say go do you. Now travel far, share your stories and earn your scars. It's you. Say you are the one you will answer to when this life is done. Don't waste a minute. Jump in the river. Wash yourself clean so you can deliver you. The story of you, the story of you. The story of you, the story.